KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have clear skies. It's 24 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be mostly sunny today, a high of 43. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. The Creston Police Department today released a report on recent arrests and incidents. Officials say 20-year-old Ryan Parmenter of Creston was arrested late Saturday morning for allegedly violating a protective order. He was later released from the Union County Jail on $300 bond. Parmenter was arrested Friday evening as well for simple domestic assault and criminal mischief in the fifth degree. He was released from the jail on a promise to appear in court. Also arrested Friday was 53-year-old Rebecca Pettit of Creston, who was taken into custody at the Union County Law Enforcement Center for harassment in the third degree. She was also later released on a promise to appear in court. And 43-year-old Anthony Gross of Creston was arrested Friday on a Union County warrant for probation violation. Gross was released on a promise to appear and then transferred to the custody of Madison County authorities for other charges there. Creston police said also a resident living in the 1000 block of North Cherry Street reported Thursday night that someone had stolen a Samsung Galaxy 6 phone from her vehicle that had been parked in front of her residence. The theft occurred sometime between 8 and 10 p.m. Thursday. The phone was valued at $300. Elsewhere in state news, a crash early this morning in central Iowa's Jasper County has resulted in the death of an Illinois man. The Iowa State Patrol says 64-year-old Michael Burdell of Westchester, Illinois, died in a crash that also resulted in injuries to 21-year-old Austin McFadden of Mingo. Authorities say a 2007 Dodge Caravan driven by Burdell was traveling west on I-80 at around 2 a.m. when the vehicle crossed onto the shoulder and hit the rear of a 2014 Chevy Silverado driven by McFadden. The Chevy then hit the rear of a tractor-trailer driven by 53-year-old James Kunzman of Downers Grove, Illinois. Following the impact of the SUV, Burdell's van crossed over both lanes of travel and spun around before hitting a cable barrier and coming to rest eastbound in the westbound lane of I-80. Burdell later died from his injuries. McFadden, who was not wearing a seatbelt, was treated at the scene and released. Authorities are investigating the death of a man whose body was found in a field southwest of Fort Dodge. The body was reported a little after 9 a.m. Monday, and authorities say it appeared to have been in the field overnight. A news release from the Webster County Sheriff's Office says an autopsy was ordered to confirm the man's identity and determine the cause of his death. The State Division of Criminal Investigation is aiding local authorities. An Eastern Iowa woman said she's gotten back a class ring she lost 30 years ago. Teresa Martin of Monticello said her sister called her a few weeks ago to say that she'd seen a Facebook post about a ring that had been found. A man named Curtis Rose had posted an item about it, asking whether anyone knew a woman who'd gone to Monticello High School with the initials TKM, which he found on the ring. Classmates saw the post and put Rose and Martin in contact. Martin said Rose told her that he'd found it about 2 years ago while working at an ethanol plant job site in Cedar Rapids. Newly released national data shows children born in rural Iowa may be more at risk to drug exposure than children in the state's larger cities. Health officials say a higher percentage of newborns in rural areas are affected by prescription painkillers and heroin than in the urban areas. U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack is offering an explanation.
The challenge in rural areas is that sometimes you look for help and it's not there because the facilities and the personnel aren't there.
The statistics from 2013 show that 5 out of every 1,000 births in urban areas were affected by drugs compared to 8 out of every 1,000 in rural areas. Vilsack, who served as Iowa's governor from 1999 to 2007, says more people know each other in rural areas, so those who are struggling with drug addiction may be more reluctant to help seek help out of fear their neighbors will find out. He says it's important to recognize addiction is an illness and not a flaw.
It just makes it a little bit easier for people to come forward.
President Obama recently signed a bill designed to provide more education, prevention, and treatment programs to rural areas. Iowans involved in organ donation will be involved in the Tournament of Roses Parade in Pasadena again this year. Iowa Organ Donor Network spokesman Tony Hakes says the Donate Life float in the parade on January 2nd will include a flourograph with a likeness of organ donor Dylan Lawson.
His family is going to go out and be able to decorate the float and see the flourograph actually on the float and do a bunch of other fun things with the family.
Lawson had just completed his first year at the University of Iowa in pre-medicine when he was involved in a car accident accident, June 30th, 2011, that left him with severe head injuries. His organs were donated to four people.
His family's done a lot of things to promote donation in the last few years. They hold a 5K and they do some stuff at a baseball game. Dylan was a big baseball fan and player.
Hakes said this is a good way to honor Dylan and thank his family for continuing the support of organ donation.
Turns out that his family is actually fans of the Rose Parade. They watch it every year and they've been sending a rose out for the Donate Life Parade float each year. And so this year to honor him and them, we decided to send his parents and his sister and his brother out to represent us at the Rose Parade.
I was also sending a representative who had received an organ donation to ride the parade float and another person who donated an organ to walk along with the float.
And it turns out that our walker is the liver donor to our rider. It's a mother and daughter team. So that's going to be pretty special for them, too.
Cindy Newton is a living donor to her first and only daughter, Carly, who was born with a disease that kept her liver from functioning.
I think she was just a few months old when her mother got tested and was actually able to donate a partial liver to her. And so that was 18, 19 years ago now, because she's a freshman at Iowa.
This year's float is called Teammates in Life and includes 95 other organ donor recipients, along with Carly Newton. The float is modeled after a Polynesian catamaran. A 61-year-old man has died in an eastern Iowa rollover crash. The Dubuque County Sheriff's Office said the man was traveling south on U.S. Highway 151 just before 7 a.m. Monday when he lost control and rolled his Chevy Tracker into the median. The crash happened near Cascade. Authorities said the man was not wearing a seatbelt and was ejected from his sports utility vehicle. He was transported to Mercy Hospital in Dubuque, where he was pronounced dead. The Dubuque County Sheriff's Department is still investigating the crash. The victim's name was not released until family members were notified. Iowa has a higher percentage of older residents than most states, and a new study finds older drivers may be at higher risk for car crashes if they have a history of falls. Nick Jarmus with AAA of Iowa says the agency's research points to a correlation.
Our study found a link between falls and crashes, specifically that older drivers that have a history of falls are 40% more likely to be involved in crashes than their peers who have not had a history of falls.
Once someone has had a bad fall and been hurt, it's unfortunate, but Jarmus says it can be something of a domino effect.
The injuries themselves that are caused by the falls can lead to a diminished capacity.
The study found the factors that may lead to a fall are the same sorts of things that may lead to issues behind the wheel. He says Iowans may need to have a conversation with a loved one.
If your parent or older relative has a history of falls, it may be a good idea to talk about how that may be impacting their driving or whether it's still safe for them to drive or to drive in certain conditions.
The study was conducted by the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety. And the National Multiple Sclerosis Society is pressing state officials to create a new grant program to help elderly and disabled Iowans renovate their homes. Dan Anderson is a public policy manager for the organization's Upper Midwest chapter.
The goal is that by creating these their homes that are safe, that they can either delay or forego the need to move into long-term care.
Andreessen and others met privately with Governor Branstad in August to discuss the concept. Andreessen made the case in public last week at a budget hearing, asking Branstad to set aside $600,000 in state money for a home modification assistance program.
The purpose is to provide grants to Iowans who are elderly or living with a disability to modify their homes to increase accessibility and safety.
He argues the investment ultimately would save the state money, keeping more Iowans living independently at home rather than moving into costly long-term care facilities. Traditional health insurance, Medicare, and Medicaid typically do not cover modifications like grab bars in the shower that make a home more accessible and safe for an elderly or disabled resident. Several other states offer mortgage assistance or grant programs to help finance those kinds of upgrades. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.